yesterday we're discussing the Sugyan of Gimel Beis, where the Gemara tells us that Erisin is considered to be a departure, a yetziah of the Isha Mibeis Aviyah. And the Gemara raises the obvious question, is that really true? That's the Hagdar of Erisin. The Gemara says, Akati Mechasra Mesir Lekupa. Erisin is step one, and the full yetziah is considered to be only step two. That fits in beautifully with what we discussed earlier, that yes, that the woman is an Eishes Ish after Erisin, but she is still considered to be Bebeis Aviyah. The essence, the definition, the Hagdara of Nisuin, is that the woman now is considered to be an Eishes Ish, who is Bebeis Habal. And therefore, not surprising, when the Torah uses the term Beisa as a reference to Ishus, Beisus of Ishta, that doesn't mean simply Erisin, but rather it means Nisuin, the Sugya and Yuman Daf Yud Gimel. It's necessary for a Kohen Gadol to be married on Yom HaKippurim. Erisin is not enough, but you need Nisuin. You need Nisuin. The Nesivus in the beginning of the Sefer Beis Yaakov discusses, you know what, if Rachmana Litzlan, the wife of the Kohen Gadol, would die on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol can get married on Yom Kippur. How is that possible? The Rambam Shita is that Nisuin is Yichud Harai Labia. And that's also the Rambam, that's Nisa Daraisa on Yom Kippur. But yet, somehow that's considered to be possible. That's the Kash of Nesivas against the Shita Sarambam. And you can't say Erisin is enough. They'll do Erisin, but not Nisuin. V'chip ravado vad beso. Beso zavishto. Rashi writes in Kedushna and Daf Yud Amud Beis. There are two partials. We'll have to discuss the sugyas at length that, you know, a wife of a kohen is allowed to partake of certain matnas kahuna. How indeed do you know that this is true? Oh, so Rashi points out there are two psukim. You have Parshas Emor and you have Parshas Korach. And Parshas Emor, Kinyan Kaspo, the Kinyan. However, when it comes to Parshas Korach, the Torah tells us, Kol Tohar Beveischa, if you're part of the bias of the Kohen. What exactly is the meaning of that? Oh, Rashi writes that Parshas Emor is a reference to Erisin, the Kinyan of Ishus. But Kotar Beveischa, to be part of the bias of, it's not Erisin, but rather it's a reference to Nisuin, That's a pretty stunning Chiddush, no? We mentioned earlier a Chiddush of what the Or Sameach and Ochos Trumas based on Yerushalmi, that Parshas Emor is Erisin, but there in Parshas Emor, the Torah only mentions Achilas Truma. Shar Matnas Kehunas in Parshas Korach, oh, but there the Torah mentions Kotar Beveischa. So Chiddush Yerushalmi, wow, that for other matanos, you need Nisuin. And for Truma, maybe Erisin is considered to be sufficient. And that's going to be the Gemara that we see. Arusa Bas Yisrael, Ocheles Betruma. That's all based on this Hagdara of Beis Uzuishta, was a reference to Nisuin. When we discuss Hafaris Nadarim, no, the same thing is true. In Beis Isha Nadara, oh, that pasuk's referring to a Inesua. As opposed to Im Hayav Sihiel Ish, oh, that's referring to an arusa. So therefore, that's exactly the basis of our sugya, Gimel Beis. The Gemara says, is it really true that Erisin implies a yetziah, merushus ha'av? That really is not the case. Akati mechasra mesir l'chupa. Chup is the mesira. That's where she's considered to be bebeis habal. And that's what we pointed out, that, you know, it's so clear to us, what is the kinyan of Ishus now? Kedushin dav beis, kesef sh'tarim bia. But what is the reality of Beis Habal? That's less clear. There we'll see fundamental deus in Rishonim. Is it standing under a chuppah? Is it badeking? Is it yichud? So many different possibilities. At what point do we argue this is a mesira, the Rishus Habal? It's not the formal kinyan. And remember we discussed with the Chiddush Rav Chaim that maybe Eidus Lekima Davar is only necessary for Erisin, it's not necessary for cases of Nisuin, maybe Das Davar Sheba Erva is only for Erisin, not for Nisuin. Oh, so exactly as our Gemara tells us. If you had to be Magdir, Erisin Nisuin, I would tell you that Erisin is the reality of Ishus, but she is still Bevei Saviha. Mashenke Nisuin means she's an Eishes Ishu, leaves the Rishus of her father. Now she's Rishus Habal. And therefore, how can you say that Erisin is considered to be a yetziah. Wow, that's the kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara answers, you're right, but you know what? There's an element of yetziah. There's an element of Yetzia. Because we look in that parsha of Afaras Nedarim, Parshas Matos, you know what you see? You see that a schus that the Baal has after Nisuin, that's true. A schus that the Av has, and that's an exclusive right, Kodem Erisin. Oh, but if you have a Nara Murasa, then you know what? A Shutfus of Afara, oh, that indicates that even that is considered to be a partial Yetzia, Mirshus Av. And therefore we can say, oh, Yetzia de Kavase Kamamayit, and that's our drasha of Ein Kesef Ladon Zeh, Abu Yesh Kesef Ladon Acher, Umani Hu Av. Well, so we start to discuss the Tosus and Ksuvah stuff, Mimvav Mavez, where Tosus writes the following. I could have given you another example as well, where you know what, where there is a change in status, apparently a function of Yetzia, not only when it comes to Afaras Adam, but even when it comes to cases of Achilas Truma. You know what? The kol zman that the woman is considered to be beveis avia, father is a kohen, she is allowed to go ahead and to eat kohen, eat truma. What happens then subsequently after erisin? After erisin, that's no longer true. If you have a bas kohen who is moresis li Yisrael, so therefore eina ochelis for truma. So you see that there's another example of erisin as eitzia. A right is diminished. A right is diminished. The schus hafara and the schus achilas truma. So he pointed out that how could it be miyashik that our Arav tells us? Why is it that the Gemara only mentions hafara and it doesn't mention achilas truma? So perhaps one could suggest very simply the following, that when it comes to hafara, I understand it. If I were to ask you why is it that an av has a schus hafara, the answer is, you know what, binoreha beis aviha, because she's considered to be b'rshus av. And this is Machlokas Rishonim, but this is evident, for example, from the Rambam Shita, Perek Yibbeis, Halachalaf Yivuchas Nedarim, that what Nedarim does the father have a right to be Mefer? The answer is each and every Neder. All Nedarim. Because if the answer really is that, you know, she doesn't have the independent ability to, but rather she is Bershusa Av, so why should I say it's only true for this Neder and it's not true for that Neder? Oh, but the Rambam writes the following. What would you say when it comes to Hafaras Habal? That also means that she's considered to be Bershus Habal. Is that really the case? What do you mean? It's a very limited schus hafara. It only applies to Dvarim Shavino Bina or Nidre Inui. In other words, the husband has a right to object to those Nidram that she makes that are relevant, that are impactful for him. It doesn't sound as though that when it comes to Nidarim categorically, she's considered to be Bershus Habal, but rather very, very differently. He has a right to say that, you know what, you're single, so therefore that neder only affects you. You're married, this class of nedarim affects us, and therefore I have a schus hafara. That would mean fundamentally that the schus habal is considered to be a schus hafara. The schus ha'av means she's considered to be Bershus Ha'av. That's exactly, I will tell you, our Gemara. That the Gemara says that, you know what, if that is diminished, that's an indicator that that's considered to be a yitzia, and therefore, eris and hafaras nedarim is already an indicator that, to an extent, she already now is yotze mirashus ha'av. What about when it comes to the case of achilas truma? The fact that she has a right to go ahead and to eat truma, that is the same structure. The father is a kohen, and as a result of the father being a kohen, so therefore, whoever is considered to be in the household of the kohen, oh, kotar beveis chayochal kodesh, parshas korech, as we discussed, they have a sus of achila. So therefore, that would apply to the wife, the eved, knani, the daughter, but all of their achila emanates from being in the reshus of him. Right? The Kohen himself, is that really true? So I'll tell you the following, not necessarily at all. You know, maybe one could argue the following, the fact that an Ashes Kohen has a schus, let's say, to eat truma, maybe that could be a function of, she wasn't born as a Kohenes. The only right that she has to go ahead and to partake is because she's married to a Kohen. Maybe I can argue, you know what, that her schus achila is indeed an expansion of the schus of the husband who's considered to be a kohen. Even that we're going to have to discuss. Is that really true? The schus achila that an eishes kohen has, is that an expansion of the schus habal? Is that something which is independent of, Even that's a significant numbers. No, not so clear. I'll give you two models. Be careful about this. No, be careful about this when you report home what the theme of Shir was. No, that, you know what? A kohen eats truma. It's a mitzvah sachila. The Rama writes it's part of the mitzvah of achilas kadshim. Part of the mitzvah of achilas kadshim. Beautiful, no? The Rambam writes, the kohen makes a bracha on achilas truma. Birchas HaMitzvah. Now, it's a mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. The Rambam, that Achilas Kodshim doesn't only apply to a Zevach, but it even applies to Kodshi HaGvul, even to Truma as well. The Kohen Yishruma, it's a mitzvah. You know, you have certain Karshine Truma, animal fodder, no? The Kohen can feed that to his animal, no? So you turn to the animal and you say, a mitzvah sachila. You're Mekayim a mitzvah Ayri Achila. The animal will tell you, no. This is not a mitzvah sachila. It's a heter achila. Maybe I would have thought that that's called chilul kedushas truma to give it to your animal. No, the answer is no. There's certain for me to give it to your animal. Not a mitzvah sachila, but a heter achila. I'll ask you a fundamental issue. We'll have to discuss at length. No? What about an eishes kohen? Eishes kohen. So don't present this way. No? That is the eishes kohen's right to truma. Is that a mitzvah sachila like a kohen? Is that a heter achila like a behemoth kohen? No? Is that a heter? Is that a mitzvah? She's not a kohenes. She's not a bas kohen. Oh, no. But, you know, it's a heter. Or maybe not. Maybe as a result of the marriage, you know what? That now she has an elevated status. She has an elevated status. After all, the daughter she gives birth to is a kohenes. The son she gives birth to is a kohen. So maybe, you know what? Maybe she has an elevated status, similar to the status of a kohen. That's a fascinating issue. What is the sus that an eishes kohen would have when it comes, for example, to these types of matanos? And maybe I would be daring and suggest a chiddush, no, but we'll have to try to prove it. Maybe there could be a difference in eris and in nisuin. Maybe one could even suggest, wow, you know what? You'd probably say to me, prove it, and I'll tell you, okay, give me time. Now that maybe there's a difference in Erisin and Nisuin. After Erisin, maybe one could argue, that's a heter achila. But Nisuin, beso zuishto, maybe that is beyond that. Maybe that already is considered to be a mitzvah achila. It's a fascinating deal that what is the schus that an eishes kohen has when it comes to matnas kahuna? What is the schus that a kohenes has when it comes to matnas kuna? So this assumption of Tosus that, you know what, our Gemara could have cited another example, that after Erisin, she's no longer allowed to eat truma, that means she's yotzer mershusa. Is that necessarily true? That seems to be predicated on an assumption that her schus of achilas truma is because that she is a daughter of the kohen. Let me ask you, Rahman al-Islam, the father dies. The father dies. She can still eat truma. She can still eat truma. No? This daughter is married. And we're going to see, Dalet Amud Aleph. Her husband dies. And Vizera Einla, she doesn't have any children. Parsha Samor. She can now eat truma once again. But she now is again in the reshus of her father. She's been married for years. She already left the reshus of the father. You know what the simple teretz is? That the schus that a kohenes has for achilas truma is not because she's b'rshus ha'av, but rather it's machmas atzma. It's because she is a kohenes. And a kohenes is allowed to go ahead and do eat truma. Nothing to do with the fact that she is bebeis aviyah. And even if she's no longer bebeis aviyah, she's 30 years old, or you know what, that she was married but she's no longer married, or the father is no longer alive, she still has a right to go into Itruma because she is a kohenes. Maybe the question is, the opposite question. Why, if this woman marries a Yisrael, can she no longer Itruma? If it's because she was the Rishus of the father, I'll say, you know what? Now, after Yishus, she's no longer the Rishus of the father, she's the Rishus of the Baal, okay. But maybe that's the question. It's not because she's the Rishus of the father, but rather she's a kohenes. And the question is, good, I'm married to Yisrael, why can't I go ahead and eat truma? So apparently the lumdus is going to be very, very different. That, you know what, that to an extent, your status of a kohenes is compromised, impaired, if you're married to Yisrael. Precisely because if you're married to a Yisrael, there's a concept of Beis HaZoishto and an Ishto Kagufo, so you no longer are considered to be. No longer considered to be. And we, at the very end of Yasta Yishiyah, you know, we're studying Tosfot of Chesem and Aleph, maybe it's possible that when it comes to certain dinim, that would not be the case. For example, a Bas Kohen who's married to Yisrael cannot go ahead and eat Truma. That's clear. No. Oh, but Tosfos Dav Chesem and Aleph. But you could give that woman the Tamei Pinyan HaBen. The Tamei Pinyan HaBen where you're not dealing with a Mitzvah Sachila and a Kedushas, HaTruma, Kodshi HaGvul, Achilas Kodshim. Here you're dealing with a Mitzvah Nesina of Heislaim. Maybe that can be given to a Bas Kohen even after she's married. And Tosfos writes, three Chedushim, Chesem and Aleph, Ras Rav Kahana. The Gemara describes that, you know what, Rav Kahana, Shako Sudra Bepidyon HaBen. He accepted a head covering, a Sudra, for the purpose of Pidyon HaBen. Wow, wow. You know what the difficulty is? That head covering was not worth much. No, and Pidyon HaBen is Heislaim. So the Gemara is going to tell us like an astounding Chiddush. We're going to have to see when this works, how it works, what, no. Sometimes you can say L'didi Shavli. Sometimes you can say L'didi Shavli. For me, that's what it's worth. For me, that's what it's worth. You're walking on the street, you know what? And your yarmulke blows up. You don't have a yarmulke. Guess what? Hashkacha, no. The store is right there. No, the Sfarim store is right there. You walk in, and he tells you, you know what? The yarmulkes are priced, you know, beyond reach, no? The yarmulke that normally cost $5 is now Heislaim. You'll probably purchase that yarmulke, no? You'll say, you know what, under such a circumstance, l'didi shavli, because right here and now, what's the choice? What's the choice? To walk without? What's the choice? No? Sometimes a person can argue, l'didi shavli. So Rav Kahana felt that that suda for him was worth significant value above and beyond the market value. Whoa. So Tosus is bothered. Wait a second. There is a Gemara. Tosus writes that, no, Sachim Emtes, that Rav Kahana was not a Kohen. Rav Kahana was not a Kohen. The Gemara's Mufurish and Sachin Abhem test that Rav Kahana married a Kohen. Married a Bas Kohen, no? That was the Sugya. That Rav Kahana was saying, you know what, that maybe Tasi Lee because I married out of my Yiches, you know? I'm in Yisrael and I married a Bas Kohen. Okay. So he wasn't, what was he doing accepting the money for Pinyan HaBen? So Tosus writes two Terutzim. Number one is Shrei Rav Kahana Havi, no? There's a Rav Kahana in Sachim, there's a Rav Hanan Kedushin. They're not the same person. Kohen is a pretty common name. It's a pretty common name, no? So therefore, who says we're dealing with the same? With the same. And then Tosfos writes, the Nami, it's incredible. Bishvil Ishto. That's exactly the story. He was not a Kohen, but he was married to a Bas Kohen. Wow, wow, wow. And three Kedushin. Number one, you can give Pinyan HaBen to the Bas Kohen. Number two, you can give Pinyan HaBen to the husband of a Bas Kohen. Number three, is that the husband of the Bas Kohen can say L'didi Shavali. No? Maybe one would have argued, you know what? You're only able to accept this, not because of you, but because of her. So you're going to say L'didi Shavali, but maybe everything should be viewed from her perspective, not your perspective. Wow. So three Chidushim and Tosfos, no? A Bas Kohen, and therefore the husband of a Bas Kohen, and even, you know, and the Rambam writes, none of that's true. Take a look at the Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Bikurim. Aleph Zayin. You know what? No, no, no. The Tamei Pinyan HaBen, you give to a Kohen. You don't give it to a Bas Kohen. No? Wow, wow. But here it tells us, you give it to a Bas Kohen, even after she's married, and you can give it to the husband, and he can say, L'didi Shavali. It has nothing to do with the fact that this woman is Birshus Ha'av. Of course she's not Birshus Ha'av, no? But the answer is that, in and of her own right. In and of her own right. Oh, if that really is true, that the skus when it comes to matnas kahuna or achilas truma or pinyan haben is because of her status. So therefore, I would tell you that, you know what, that the fact that once she's married, that's no longer true is not necessarily a yetzia. Me reshus ha'av, the mechayiv is not the reshus ha'av. Why did Tosa suggest this? Because clearly, yes, that even if the mechayiv is not, but it does indicate that marrying a Yisrael, even after Averson, is a transition. It's a transition. That, you know what, that what was true is no longer true. It's a change in status. A change in status. Oh, so Tosa says that, yeah, our Gemara could have suggested that Yisim Machilash Truma, that Averson alone is a change in status. But I would just suggest the following. The fact that the Gemara used the case of the Faris Tarmina Truma is was not merely a change in status, but rather literally, it's the Yetziah, Mirashus Ha'av, and the fact that she's Mirashus Ha'av is the Mechayiv, that's the trigger of Hafaris Tadarim, and it's not true when it comes to the case of Truma. Well, so the Gemara says the following. Okay, we know when it comes to Anara, guess what? That a father has a right to go ahead and to marry off his daughter, and he receives the Kesef Kedushin. So the Gemara tells us the following, Ve'ena hanimile ketana. Maybe no, maybe not true. Maybe this is only true when it comes to a case of a ketana. Because after all, a ketana does not have an independent yad. Oh, so in such a case, that's when you assume the father yes. But when it comes to a nara, no, maybe I would say that Taktish inaf shavatishko kaspa. She is the one who will determine the marriage, and she will go ahead and receive the Kesef Kedushin. That's the kasha of the Gemara. Maybe this is only true when she is a ketana, mamish, mamish, b'shrusa'av. However, when she is a nara, no, taktish inafsha, she to determine the marriage, and vetishko kaspa, vetishko kaspa. What exactly does that mean? That a ketana, I understand. But as a nara, no. The Kesef Kedushin should go to her and not to the father. Oh, so Rashi tells us, no? Rashi writes the following. The Gemara suggests that the Zechiyah Sa'av is only when she's a ketana. That's clear. Mamish, mamish, b'shu Sa'av. However, when she's a nara, that's no longer true. When she's a nara, what do you mean? In that case, she's a nara. Shanim and simanim. So in such a case, then we should argue that marriage and kesef is exclusively hers. Exclusively hers. No? It is dafkahi velo av. Dafkahi velo av. Wow. That's how Rashi understands our Gemara. When it's a ketana, okay, it's only the father. But when she's a nara, it is only hers. Hi velo av. Hi velo av. Wow. Rashi writes in Dramaskal Ve'ema the following. What do you mean? What do you mean? Isn't there a parsha in the Torah of Motzi Shemra? No? And Motzi Shemra says, V'nosnul avi hanara. No? So you see, even when she's a nara, the father has a schus. Yeah, Rashi's father, no? Rashi learns the Gemara that Tishko Kasva means exclusively hers. He v'lo ha'av. He v'lo ha'av. It's against the parsha of Motzi Shemra. There the Torah says, V'nosnul avi hanara. Oh, you know what Rashi answers? No, we're not talking about a case where the father married her off when she was an ara. No. Who says he has a right to do so? We're talking about when he married her off when she was a ketana. And now, as an ara, the Baal is Motzi Shemra. That issue was determined by the Av. Okay, and Tosus disagrees, no? Tosus writes, Ramasla Vachitema, no. That's not what the Gemara means, no? Maybe the Gemara means the following. When you're a ketana, you have no independent yad, and therefore, obviously, the player is the father and everything goes to the father. Oh, but once you are Einara, Shanim, and Simanim, you have a yad, guess what? So therefore, you have the ability to marry yourself off. And you have Kedushin, Shalom. And therefore, you'll receive the Kesef Kedushin. However, certainly, the father also has that right. The father also has that right. That Aviyah Yochel Akadsha. And when the father marries her off, of course the Kesef Kedushin will go to the father. Rashi writes that this line in the Gemara that tells us that, you know what, maybe it's only referring to a ketana, but not when it comes to a nara. The Gemara means not that she has the exclusive right, but she, as well as the father, have a right. Each one can go ahead and secure the Kedushin, and depending on who does so, that's who would receive the Kesef Kedushin. Wow, that's what Rashi writes. In other words, according to the Chiddush Tosos, if she is a nar, it's Ohi, Ohaviyah. Ohi, Ohaviyah. Wow. That's interesting, no? Is that true? Anara ohi o aviyah? Oh, so the Tosfos HaRosh points out in our sugya that you have to learn a little bit more, because you know what? This is a really heavy machlokas in Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel Mabez. And you know what? And this is the sheet of Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. That the sheet of Reish Lakish is when you're dealing with a Nara, Ohi Oaviha, Ohi Oaviha. And Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and maintains that's not true when it comes to Kedushin Daf Gaviha. So Tosfos HaRosh writes the following, that this biur of the Gemara, of the Balei Tosfos, you know what, is following the sheet of Reish Lakish in the sugya later on Daf Mem Gimel. Because that's a very heavy machlokas. When you have an ara, do I assume ohi o avia? Or do you assume that no, that kedushin is dafka dafka avia? What is the background of that machlokas? No? So let's take a step back. Before you get to this machlokas, Yochanan Reish Lakish, let's start with the following. Let's start with the Mishnah. No? A sugya in Gittin daf samach dal mabez, right? Sugya later in kedushin on daf mem gimel. But a Mishnah in Gittin Daf Samach Dal Amud Beis. You have a Nara Marasa. She's married. A Nara Marasa. And all of a sudden, you know what? This marriage is over. A get. Who receives the get? Oh, so the sheet of the Chachamim is a Nara Marasa. He, the Aviha, Mekablan Eskita. The get can either be given to the father or the get can be given to her. So therefore, v'nasan v'yada, right, the Mesiras HaGet can be either to the father or to the daughter. Wow, that's the Shita Tanakama, the Shita the Chachamim. And the Mishnah continues and tells us Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, how in the world can that be? That's that statement of Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochos Ke'echad. What do you mean? How can you have Shtei Yadayim? How can you say it's this or that? Who's the player? Who Alpidin is considered to be the Bal HaMaisa, the Bal HaChalos? Who is the one? So you can say one, the other, but both. Rabbi Yehuda says, how in the world can that be? Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochos Ke'echad. And so can't be both. Which one is it? Ella Aviha Mekabel Eskita. Wow. So that's a pretty heavy machlokes. You have a case of a Nara, who again is a Gedola, but a Nara HaMorasa, and the marriage is over, a get is given. Who is it that literally the get is given to? Can it be either one, or is it only given to the Av? Well, so the Shita Sachachamim that says, Ohi Oavi. I'll tell you the following. Two issues. Number one, how do you understand that Shita? Of Ohi Oavi? How do you understand that Shita? Number one, no? What happened to Rabbi Yehuda's argument of Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochos Ke'echad? Chacham disagree. What exactly do they maintain? What is the biur of the Shita Chacham that tells me Ohi Oavi? And number two, I'll ask you the following: why is it that the Mishnah mentions the case of a Nara, Nara Morasa? What is the Shita Tanakama? He Vavia Mekabel Esgita. Why only the case of a Nara? What about a Ketana? You can have a case, obviously, where a Ketana is married, and now there's a get. Who goes ahead and receives that get? Is it the girl or is it the father? Should I argue, you know what, the Mishnah, Nara Rasa Yoavia, is Dafka Anara? Or should I argue it even applies to a case of Ketana? Maybe you'll tell me, but look, it applies even to a Ketana, so why should the Mishnah say Nara? Oh, Lo Diacha. Kochot Rabbi Yehuda, no? Because Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda is saying no, even in the case of Nara, no? A Ketana, maybe I can argue, of course, a Ketana is Lav Bas Das, but a Nara is a Gdola. So the reason the Mishnah tells you the case of Nara is because to accentuate the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that maintains, even in a case of Nara, it is only Aviha and not he, but the Shita of the Chacham that maintains Ohi or Aviha would allow even for a case of a Ketana as well. That's a pretty heavy issue. Now, what exactly is the lumdus of the Chacham to say Ohi or Aviha? And I would say to an extent, Hoba Hatalia, I guess based on that lumdus, no? Is this limited to an Ara? Or does it even apply to a case of a Ketana? That's a pretty heavy issue. No? When you look in Rashi and Gittin, Daf Samach Dalet, the sugya is in Gittin, the sugya is in Kedushin, no? When you look in Gittin, Daf Samach Dalet, Rashi writes the following, Dafganara. Dafganara. Wow. Okay. Dafganara. Not a ketana. When the Chaim say Ehu Avir, it's only when it comes to an ara. And I'll tell you, that's the sheet of the Rif. Take a look at the Rif. Gittin, Daf Lama, Dua Beis, and Dap Yarif. Dafganara. Dafganara. You know, disagrees. You saw another sefer. No, the Rashi and Daf Mem Gimel Beis. The Rashi mentions the other sheet. Rashi Mem Gimel Beis, the Maslanara writes, Huadin Ketana. Huadin Ketana. When the Chachamim say, give the get to either one, it means even to the young girl, even to a Ketana. So why does the Mishnah say Nara? Hodiacha Kocho to Rabbi Yehuda. Wow, wow. Tosus and Gitnav Samak Dalit. Quotes the Sheet of the Rivam. Hu Hadin Ketana. Hu Hadin Ketana. Oh, like the Rashi and Kedushin. That's a pretty funny man, Machlokas Rishonim. Is this only when it comes to Nara? Is it even when it comes to case of a Ketana as well? Wow, wow. So what's the Biur HaDavar? And is there any relationship between question one, what is the Yesod of the Sheet of the Chachamim? And does this apply even to a Ketana? This Dharma, they should be related, no? If you understand why, so probably that should help you understand what. Now, what are the Chachamim saying? What is the Sheet of Tanakama? Well, if you understand the Hagdara, so here I'll tell you there's a magnificent, magnificent Ramban in Mochamos. And that's again, Git Nadav, Laman of Adayis, Nadavi Arif, Nadavi Arif, where the Ramban gives you a whole Shir Klali. No? It's like unbelievable. No? Take a look at the Ramban. No? Ramban writes the following. I understand Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. You know what? Who is the Baldover? Who is the one? Because after all, Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochos Kecha. Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochos Kecha. Okay. The Chachamim are not bothered by that. Bothered by that. Why indeed is that true? So the Ramban writes, I'll tell you two possibilities to explain the Shita of Tanakhama. You ready? Whoa. Possibility number one, the Ramban writes, who says? What do you mean? Shtei Yadayim Kein Zochos Kechad. Why is that so unusual? Why is that so unusual? That the Torah says that, you know what, that the get can be given either to her or the get can be given to him. Why is that so unreasonable? Why is that so unreasonable? Is it so unreasonable to assume that, you know what, that there can be a shared right and therefore there's option A and there's option B? So therefore the Chachamim say, what do you mean? That Shtei Yadayim Zochos Kecha. That what the Ramban writes maybe simply is Shita Nakama. Or, are you ready for this? Whoa, 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 whoa. Maybe everybody agrees Rabbi Yehuda is true. We start with Aviha. And of course, if it's Aviha, if he is the one, so therefore, Ein Shtei Yadayim Zochos Kecha. And therefore, it is the Av. And it is not the Nara. So why is it that a get can be given to the Nara? To the Nara? Oh, because the Nara is not exercising and expressing an independent yad, but the Nara is serving in the capacity of Shlichusa de Aviha. Wow, that's the Ramban of Mochamos. Shlichusa de Aviha. Shlichusa de Aviha. What, a get can be given to a shliach as well? When the get is given to the shliach, it's ba'ad ha-mishaleach. So here the Torah tells, look, shlichus usually involves a stranger, no? So you need a minui shlichus. Otherwise, what do you mean? Lav bal dvarim, who are you? You give a get to a stranger. Now, she's the wife. She's the wife. So when the get is given to her, the gerushin is chal. But you know what? She is b'rshus ha'av, dinarei be'saviha, and therefore, giving her the get, it is a form of giving it to her father. She is not operating independently, but rather shlichusa da'aviyah. Shlichusa da'aviyah. Wow, wow, that's the Ramban's chakira. Pretty interesting, no? Why did the Chacham say oliyaviyah? Is it because, yes, shtei yadayim zochos kechad and halachud b'halachud? Or no, that, why do you say shtei yadayim? The bas, the nara, is only operating the capacity of shlichusa davia. Shlichusa davia. Oh, so what do you say about this? Wow. So the Machamas writes the following unbelievable chiddush. Unbelievable chiddush. This lumdus that I'm raising is a sugya. What's sugya? Who's sugya? Where? Now, the Ramban writes, Kedushin daf mem dalet mabez. Kedushin daf mem dalet mabez. You have a nara morasa. You ready? Can a nara hamurasa appoint a shliach to receive her get? That's a sugya in Kedushin daf mem dalet mabez. Nara hamurasa. Can this Nara Morasa appoint a shliach to accept her get? Can a woman appoint a shliach to accept her get? Well, of course, no? We discussed that at length. That's what we call a shliach lekabalah. A shliach lekabalah. No? A shliach lekabalah. We did point out, this will be very, very important. No? Kedushin daf mem aleph. We were surprised by something. No? We were surprised that the Gemara wants to know, where do you see that this is true? And the Gemara has a separate Gzeiras HaKasuv. No? A separate Gzeiras HaKasuv. Even though we know that Shlichus works, and even though we know that a Baal can appoint a Shliach to give a get, but I'm not sure if a woman can appoint a Shliach to receive a get. No? Oh, and that requires a Gzeiras HaKasuv of Shilcha, Malamed Shehi Osa Shliach. But you know what? Just as he can appoint a Shliach, she can appoint a Shliach. No? We saw the Tosos Arash, no? That like popped, no? What do you mean? If Shlichus works, it works. Why would you discriminate and say him yes and she not? Oh, that was incredible, that Tosos Arash, right? Well, there's a world of difference. No, because maybe you can only appoint a Shliach when you are the Baal HaChalos, the Baal HaMaisa, Bailus. Suvis, no? Milsa de Isa b'shlichus, Isa b'tnai. Lesa b'shlichus, Lesa b'tnai. No? Tosus, v'yado kokach. No? We discussed that at length. No? A woman receiving a get. What do you mean? That does not require das ha'isha. She is not the balas ha'get. She is not the balas ha'chalos. No? How do you know that she can appoint a shliach? Maybe, you know what? If this is mine, you know what I could do? A mesiras koach. The power invested in me, I can transfer to someone else. That's what shlichus is. A mesiras koach. A mesiras koach for Kabbalah Saget. The Kabbalah Saget doesn't require the das ha'isha. The Kabbalah Saget is just liyad ha'isha, no? So therefore, why would you think indeed there is shlichus? And then we saw that Rambam, unbelievable, no? Bechus Gerish, no? Bechus Kedushin, Berek Gimel, Berek Vav, no? Where the Rambam writes, and even once you have the Gzeiras HaKasuv, there's a fundamental difference between the Shlichus HaBaal and the Shlichus HaIsha. The Shlichus HaBaal is typical Shlichus, but not true of the Shlichus HaIsha. And that was the Rambam's unbelievable nafgamina, no? The fact that a Baal can go ahead and appoint a Shliach is no Chiddush. That's Shlichus Shalom Kamosa. Oh, and that's why the Rambam said you don't need Eidus Lekima Davar. And that's the mashal of the Rambam, that if a shliach is mafresh truma on your behalf, you need Eidus Lekima Davar. But not true when it comes to the woman. This is a unique form of shlichus. This is uniquely true when it comes to the parsha of Gerushin. Oh, this is called a Davar Sheva Ereva, and unbelievable, you need Eidus Lekima Davar for shlichus of Isha. You know, if someone would raise the issue, do you need Eidus Lekima Davar for Shlichus? I could have said yes or no. Maybe yes, maybe no. Dash, chalos. The Rambam writes, it depends. It depends. For him, no. For her, yes. You know what you see from this? You know what you see from this? That the Shlichus, which is the Kabbalah, is very different from the Shlichus of Messina. The Shlichus LaHalacha. Her Shlichus is very different. Why is it different? Because you don't need Das Aisha. It's considered to be that which is Balkarcha. That which is Balkarcha. No? So that we discussed. That we discussed. Okay? Let me ask you the following. Can one shliach appoint another shliach? Can one shliach appoint another shliach? You know what? The Baal appoints a shliach for Nesina Saget. And shliach, hey, appoint shliach me. You know? So, yeah. You know what? It's Mesiras Koach. The koach invested in me, I transferred to him, And guess what? Yeah, that's the principle of Shliach Oseh Shliach. That's the principle of Shliach Oseh Shliach. So the husband can appoint a Shliach, and that Shliach can go and appoint another Shliach. And guess what? The get is given. Let me ask you the following question. Can the Shliach HaIsha, as the Shliach LaKabbalah, appoint another Shliach? Do we assume that when it comes to Shlichus LaKabbalah, Shliach Oseh Shliach? If I'm going to say no, we have to add this to the list, right? In the earlier shiurim, now, that's a stunning difference then between a Shliach LaHalach and a Shliach LaKabbalah. A Shliach LaHalach, a Shliach Oseh Shliach. A Shliach LaKabbalah, absolutely not. A Shliach La, I understand, you know what? The Shlichus is a Mesiras Koach. So therefore, the Koach invested in me, I can invest in you. But that's really not true when it comes to Shlichus LaKabbalah. What do you mean, the Koach invested in her? The get is Balkarcha. I would have said she can't appoint a Shliach. Oh, a Pasuk Vishulcha. Do we assume that Shliach Oseh Shliach when it comes to Shliach LaKabbalah? Huh? So you know what the answer is? This is a very heavy machlokas rishonim. Whether shliach hos the shliach when it comes to shlichus LaKabbalah. Pashav shan absolutely yes. Shliach hos the shliach. So one shliach can appoint another shliach, and that's true whether it's a shliach lahalach or whether it's a shliach kabbalah. And you know who disagrees? This is not coincidental. You know who disagrees? The Ramban. The Ramban assumes something incredible. The shliach hos the shliach is a shliach lahalacha, but not a shliach lakabbalah. Take a look in Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer, Simin Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Mem Gimel. Mechaber, now, shliach kabbalah eino yochol limno shliach. Wow. A shliach lakabbalah cannot appoint another shliach. Even if there's an onus that doesn't allow the shliach to perform his shlichus, afilu nasla rishus, even if that was the deal, wow, that, you know what, that when you were appointed the shliach, I give you the right to appoint another shliach, a shliach lakabbalah cannot appoint a shliach lakabbalah. Why exactly is true? So Mechaber writes the following, Mishum dahavi le mile. Because this is something that I will call mile. You know what mile means? Words. Umile lo mimsrim l'shliach. And words are not nitfas and shlichus. Whoa. I can go ahead and appoint a shliach to perform an act. Hafrashas shumas and maestros, a maese kedushin, a maese gerushin. But mile, something that is words, that is not concrete, that is not tangible, mili lo mimsra l'shliach. What exactly is this principle? Mili lo mimsra l'shliach. So take a look at the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Vav from the base. This is where the Gemara spells it out. You know what happens? Amar l'shnayim. The Baal goes in and says to two people, Kisvu utnu get li'ishti. Straight, no? A husband says to two individuals, write and deliver a get. And guess what? And those people go ahead and va'omru the sofer. And they apprise the sofer. They are given the task of writing a get, and they go ahead and pass it on, va'omru the sofer. Wow. So you know what? Who says that that's legitimate? The Gemara quotes the following, that no. That's called mile. And mile lo mimsrim l'shliach. Mile lo mimsrim l'shliach. A get has to be given with the tzivui habal. The Baal says, this is what you should do. Tzivui habal. Tzivui habal is called mile. You know, it's a directive. So if my shliach will direct someone else, so what is the shlichus? The shlichus isn't on the ksiva. The shlichus isn't on the mesira. The shlichus is on the instruction. Instruction. You know what? Words are intangible and are not transferable. I can have shlichus on a given act, a ma'isa frasha, a ma'isa kedushin, a ma'isa gerushin, but not on mili. Gerushin requires Sivoy Habal. The Baal is Mitzav, the Sofer. Go ahead, Kisvu, get. That's part of Lishma. Sivoy Habal. Sivoy Habal. Pashup Shat, that's Lishma, no? Pashup Shat, that's Lishma. Sivoy Habal. Let's say the following, no? Rov Rishon, Pashup Shat. You know what? Your next door neighbor, they're constantly fighting, no? That you can't sleep at night because the couple, they're always fighting. They're always, you can't, what do? You can't sleep at night? So you write a get. You write a get. No? That's okay. So the husband comes barging into your house. I have to divorce my wife. No problem. Here's the get. Here's the get. How did you know? How do I know? I live next door. I heard all the rush. I had in mind the Shin Gerushin. I had in mind him. I had in mind her. I had everything in mind. No? This isn't a blank get and you fill in the name. I wrote it, the shame gerushin, the shame baal, the shame isha. No, that's not called lishma. There's a tosus in Erev, and the right says called lishma. The right says that's a good get. Listen, that's not a good get. Because what are you lacking? What are you lacking? He wrote it, the shame baal, he wrote the shame isha, he wrote the shame gerushin. No, but it's lacking sivoy habal. Sivoy habal. The ksiva has to be directed, it has to be the directive of the baal. It's sivoy habal. Without seeing how good you had us in mind, that's not sufficient. So the Gemara tells us an incredible chiddush, Gitnaf Samachbavim and Beis, Tzivoy HaBaal is called Mile. So I cannot appoint a shliach that he should instruct a sofer to write a get, because Mile lo mims from the shliachus. Wow, that's a Gemara. Gitnaf Samachbav. Whoa. So I'll tell you, this is the unbelievable chiddush of the Ramban. Ramban writes the following. A Baal delivers the get. The Nasan Biyada. That's Shlichus. I can appoint a Shliach for Nesina. And guess what? A Shliach can appoint a Shliach for Nesina. Nesina's Mile. Nesina's Mile. But what is the woman doing? What is the woman doing? All she's doing is the Nasan Biyada. She's a recipient. And that doesn't require das. That's chal even bal karcho. That is not considered to be an act of asiya in any shape or form. So you know what that means? Ramban writes, Kabbalah saget is called mile. And therefore, I would have said that you can't have shlichus for Kabbalah saget. Oh, but there's a pasuk v'shulcha. Oh, good. There's a gzeiras hakasuv. That despite the fact that Kabbalah Saget is called Mile, you can have a Shliach LeKabbalah. But you know what? The Ramban writes the following. But when it comes to a Shliach LeKabbalah, Ein Shliach Ose Shliach. That already is Mile. In Mile LeMimsu LeShliach. Take a look at the Magid Mishnah, Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chaf Beis. The cause of the Ramban. Ein shliach kabbalah osa shliach, tahavi lehumili, humili la'ol l'minsur l'shliach. Wow, that's pretty unbelievable. That's the sheet of the Ramban. That's the sheet of the Ramban. That mila minsur l'shliach, and guess what? That's true of Kabbalah Saget. Kabbalah Saget, yes, there's a gzeres hakasuv that the shlichus, but it's such a chiddush that there's shlichus. But that shlichus is ein l'chabbalah chidusha. So a shliach L'holacha can appoint a shliach, but a shliach l'kabbalah cannot go and do so. Wow, that's like amazing, the Ramban, no? But we're not finished yet, no? Oh, so Kiddushin daf mem dal mebeis. You ready for this? You ready for this? Whoa! Nara morasa. Mao shetasa shliach l'kabbal gita miyad bala. A nara morasa, can she go ahead and appoint a shliach l'kabbalah? That's a deal. That's a Gemara. Kedushin af mem dal beis. Can the Nara Hamurasa appoint a Shliach LaKabbalah? Of course someone could appoint a Shliach LaKabbalah. Well, what exactly is that? Is that issue? What exactly? And guess what? You know what the Maskana Sa Gemara is? Mem dal beis. That no. That a Nara Hamurasa cannot appoint a Shliach LaKabbalah as Gita Miyad Bala. Wow. That's like striking.
A regular married woman can. But a Nara Marasa cannot appoint a Shlech. Why in the world? Why in the world? We have a Pasuk of a Shilcha. Why can a Nara Marasa not appoint a Shliach LaKabbalah? And that's the Gemara, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis. What was the Abaye of the Gemara? What's the Maskana of the Gemara? Ooh, see, read this Ramban. Ooh, Shir Klali, no? Ooh, that's the Ramban. That's unbelievable, no? When the Nara Marasa, according to Tanakama, ooh, our Sugya, he or Avia, she's receiving the get. Is she receiving the get independently? Because Shtei Adayim Zochos Ke'echad? Or is she only acting in the capacity of Shlichusa De'aviha? That lamdus. That exact lamdus. That's the question. When a Nara Marasa receives her get, no? Independently? Or only Shlichusa De'aviha? If it's something which is independent as a typical woman, she can appoint a shliach. But if you're going to argue that her right to receive the get itself is only shlichusa da'aviyah, for her to go ahead and to appoint a further shliach is ein shliach lekabala osa shliach. Wow. That's pretty heavy, no? That's pretty heavy. That's the chiddush of the Mochamos. That's the question. What exactly is the shita of the Chachamim? Ohi o aviyah? Is it independent? Or is it patura shlichus da'av? So you know what the Ramban writes? This is the Gemara. Kedush naf mem dalet. And the nafkamina is whether a Nara Marasa can appoint a shliach. If the Nara Marasa can appoint a shliach, that means it's an independent yad. If she can't, it's because she already is only a shliach da'av. And ain't shliach la'kabbalah osa shliach. And that's maskanas the Gemara. That's pretty unbelievable, no? Ramban writes that this lamda shadiyun of Ohi O'Aviyah, the Tosus and Arsugya, right, is exactly this question, independent or shlichus, and that is the Gemara in Kedushin of Mem Dalet. And if the Maskana of Gemara is that a Nara Marasa cannot appoint a shliach, you see that it's because she herself is only a shliach, and ain't shliach la kabbalah sa shliach, because mi lemin su the shliach. Wow. And then the Ramban goes a step further. This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable, no? Ramban writes, I'll tell you the next step. You know what the next step is? This sugyan, gittin daf samav dalet, kedushin daf mem gimel, is it only an ara, or is it even a ketan? Ah, so that's the chiddush, no? That the Mochamos writes. If you're going to tell me that the Torah says that, look, just give the get to the woman and you're finished. I could argue that applies to a Nara or to a Ketana. Oh, but if you're telling me no, the get has to be given to the father. And the Nara is working on the capacity of Shlichusa Da'aviya, then a Katan or a Ketana is not a Barachi of Shlichus. That's the Mochamos. And therefore, it must be that Dafka Nara and no Ketana. Since Nara Marasa cannot go ahead and appoint a Shliach, you see that she herself is working the capacity of Ishliach, and Shlichus is only when it comes to Nara. It doesn't come to the case of the Ketana. So take a look at that Mochamos. No, all the different steps. A whole Maracha, a whole Shir Klali, no? And now the question is, okay, how does this relate now to Kedushin? To Kedushin. This Sug is about Geirish. How does it relate to Kedushin? That we'll see the Gemara Daf Mem Gimel. That's Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish. And the Tosas are Ashrai. So that's our city. Okay, so we'll have to finish up the next one.